Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, Governor Mike Dunleavy was in Homer Thursday to speak to the Alaska Home Builders Association. His talk highlighted not just what he sees as Alaska's best economic opportunities, but also the hurdles in accessing some of those opportunities. But the big question, he said, was about politics.
The question isn't, do we have resources to sell or market? The question is not, do we have the ability to transport goods and services with our airport and our access to the Pacific Ocean? The question going forward is going to be, what will the politics be? Not just in this country, but here in Alaska. Will the politics stay the same in the sense that we still look upon resource development and resource transportation as something that Alaska does well? Or will we start to go the way of some other states down south and in some ways the politics as a whole down south, will we start to reflect that here in Alaska where we don't want to develop and we want to close things off? We keep looking at the economic indicators to see where Alaska is headed. But right now, it seems to be headed in the right direction. The question is, what's going to happen, for example, with this oil tax initiative? If it passes, what will be the impact on investment by the oil industry? We're not sure yet. You know, and we're going to be talking to consultants and having conversations with folks to see where that's going to go. That particular initiative and the tax that it would put on the industry, I think, is somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 million to $1.8 million, somewhere in between those figures. And that could be significant for the coffers for the state of Alaska. The question is, will that impact long-term exploration, development, and putting oil into the pipeline? That's going to be the big question.
Dunleavy said he didn't want the state to become a large national park. Alaska, he hopes, can be a refuge of sorts for industries and companies that face too many regulatory hurdles back home.
So they're starting to look at Alaska as America and then some, meaning we have American law up here for these investors, corporate law, corporate taxes, etc. It's America, but at the same time, it's like an emerging market. We have a lot of resources.
Transportation, Dunleavy says, is a big opportunity, and to that end, his Department of Environmental Conservation is looking to repeal a number of regulations that would make it easier to transport a variety of resources, including oil, through Cook Inlet.
We continue in our administration to look at regulations to see if those regulations are necessary for the life, safety, and health of Alaskans, or are some of these regulations just unnecessary and getting in the way of business. So we continue to look at some of those regulations, and we've got about 100 plus regulations that we're looking at potentially repealing that could help with more investment and more business in the state of Alaska.
He pointed to a number of other states that have curtailed production, places like New Mexico and North Dakota, but he didn't note the market forces that have been at work in those places for some time. Regulations have had little to do with making wind energy less expensive than fossil fuels in much of the central U.S. And as for those potential investors, Dunleavy is looking to the Middle East as well as the lower 48.
They're rebalancing their portfolios all over the world. The Saudis and Middle Eastern countries are looking at diversifying their economy and not keeping it in their own countries, and particularly in oil and gas. They're trying to look all over the world to place investment.
Meanwhile, Alaska's economy remains relatively undiversified, and oil and gas prices remain low. Now time for this week's number, 24. That's how many individual drilling permits Blue Crest will file with the state for a new drilling program in the Cosmopolitan Unit off Anchor Point. Steve Sutherland of the Petroleum News reporting that Blue Crest plans to drill what's called a Trident fishbone well. That's the company's first. It says the Trident wells will save up to 5 months of drilling time compared to other methods. The Trident configuration involves drilling three fishbone wells into an oil pool from a single well bore that's drilled 3 miles out and 1.5 miles down from the pad on shore. What all that means is more contact with the reservoir, and according to Alaska Business Magazine, it could also mean 150 to 180 new jobs. And that will do it for this week's episode of Econ 91.9, all of which you can find at our website, kdll.org. And a shout out to Kathleen Gustafson and our friends down at KBBI this week for being at the Home Builders Association meeting, getting us those comments from the governor. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.